The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to the disciples, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures, and he said to them, "Thus it is written that Christ is to suffer and to rise from the dead on the third day, and the repentance and forgiveness of sins is to be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things. And see, I'm sending you upon you what my Father promised, so stay here in the city until you've been clothed with the power from on high." Then he led them out as far as Bethany. Lifting up his hands, he blessed them. While he was blessing them, he withdrew from them, was carried up into heaven. And they worshiped him, returned to Jerusalem with great joy. And they were continually in the temple blessing God. The Gospel of the Lord. Today we are called to look towards the heavens, where our heart should remain in meditation, and then peer back to the earth in our great mission inspired by the Holy Spirit to preach the Word of God to the ends of the world. Today, as we celebrate the great solemnity of the Ascension, we can place ourselves in the position of the apostles, gazing up to that heavenly reality as they just experienced the Lord departing them, ascending by his own power into heaven, he who is God, Jesus Christ. What is the meaning of this? Why did Jesus not remain here on earth? This was so that we would be living in the Holy Spirit and inspired to go out to preach the word of the Lord, not to remain in the passing consolations of the presence of the Lord here on earth. But always to remind us that our true home is in heaven. So we continually have that contemplation, heaven, where Jesus is, knowing that he went first to prepare a home for us, the first of humanity to rise up to heaven in his body, eventually taking his mother, Mother Mary, assumed body and soul into heaven, to make a place that when our humanity could rise up to. But we know that here on earth, he is calling us to choose that path to heaven and to proclaim the way of heaven, which is following the commandments of the Lord, purifying our hearts, turning away from sin, loving one another as Jesus loved us, and having the hope of heaven. It is the faith to trust in the Lord whatever comes, the love first of God, which reaches then to our neighbors, and the hope of things to come. These are the foundations of our Catholic faith. As Jesus commanded the apostles to go out and baptize all souls who are open to the gospel in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. These would be the saving waters of the sacrament of baptism, which opens up to the other sacraments, which our Lord left to the apostles. See, the difficulty would have been, if he had remained here on earth, that the apostles would have been addicted in some sense to his physical presence, continually running to him. Okay, what do we do today? What do we do tomorrow? What do we do the next day? When the greater gift is the Holy Spirit, who is present everywhere and allows then also the presence of Jesus in the Eucharist throughout the world. Because then the apostles went out to spread the word and the sacramental presence of our Lord to the ends of the world. He remains here in every Catholic church, in every tabernacle. Orthodox churches also have the presence of the Lord. The Russian and the Ukrainian, the Greek and other Orthodox churches. This was to be signs to us. But always recognize that this one and the same Eucharist that we receive here is a participation in the liturgy of heaven. It should be a meditation on our coming up to the altar of the Lord and entering into a reception of the gift of heaven for those who are worthy. As Isaiah the prophet saw, he said he had to have a burning coal put to his lips to even peer on the image of heaven. We too have to be in a state of grace, turn away from sin, go to confession if you're not in grace, before you can worthily receive the sacrament. And knowing too, as we hear in the first Eucharistic prayer, which we will do today, the Roman Canon, that we come with the bread and the wine, which after the consecration becomes the body and blood of our Lord, is in the symbols of the liturgy brought up to the altar in heaven. And then the angels bring down the gift of the presence of Jesus in the symbols of the liturgy. These are signs pointing us to the reality that angels are present, Mother Mary is watching, and that they are recognizing that we are participating in heaven right here on earth in the Mass. Well, you know that this is sometimes an obscure imagery, symbolism. We need to pray to the Holy Spirit to understand it and keep it fixed in our hearts. The fruit, the sign that we are living this is that we go out and that you talk about the gift of Jesus that you have. That you talk about the hope of eternal salvation. That you tell people about turning away from sin and turning towards Jesus' church, the Catholic Church, for the means of salvation, that you preach to the poor and help lift them up, that you go to the marginalized and those who are away, giving them the saving word of the Lord and material help as possible. These are signs of hope to the world. And we know in the end we'll be judged based on this. We'll do the corporal and the spiritual works of mercy, or have lived or done those. And you can call people to confession like we have right now in the back, to have the saving forgiveness of the Lord. All this then will prepare us to either enter into the heavenly realities or to be away from the Lord because we haven't accepted His offer through our actions and His mercy. In the beautiful imagery of the heavenly realities, we should understand what is given to us. Heaven is not a place that is boring, that there's nothing going on, there's just a complete whiteness of dullness. One of the most beautiful images that I like to call to mind and preach about was given by C.S. Lewis in his novels of Narnia. When he has all his characters, the animals who speak and the people, when they come to the end of the world and those who are worthy enter into the heavenly realities, what is opened up before them, their eyes in heaven, is a great field, the most beautiful field full of flowers and trees and the most beautiful landscape they had ever seen. At the end of that landscape, is they could just see a temple. So they all start to run to that temple. And when they get to that temple, those who are closer to God run faster. Those further away from the Lord run slower. They open the doors. And inside of that temple, they see another, even more magnificent landscape full of even more glorious flowers and trees. And at the end of that great field, they see another temple. And they run to that temple. And then when they open the doors of that temple, they see a third, even more glorious landscape. Even more glorious trees and flowers, most glorious things they've ever seen. And they see another temple at the end of that landscape, which they start to run to. So it goes on for eternity. What this symbolizes is their increasing knowledge of God and knowledge of His love and His presence. There's an ever deepening understanding that we can have. This is heaven. It is a dynamic reality that draws us in and continually draws us in. So that, and those who are closer to God will encounter this more quickly to know more His love. Those who by their actions were further away from the Lord here on earth will know it in a lesser way. Would then we be counted among those who run fast in doing the works of the Lord here on earth, so that we may run fast to know the glory of the Lord in heaven and keep our hearts fixed on those heavenly realities as we go out running to do the works of the Lord here on earth. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.